Hi, and welcome to the April edition of the Adoption Star podcast. My name is Alex Rubin, and I'm the e-marketing coordinator at Adoption Star. This month's guest is Lisa Casper from Parenthood for Me. Parenthood for Me is a not-for-profit organization that helps families who are dealing with infertility issues. The organization gives out grants each year to help families who are either growing their family through adoption or medical procedures such as IVF. Lisa and I will be talking about the origins of Parenthood for Me, how the organization raises money, and how to apply for one of their grants, along with much, much more. So we have Lisa Casper with us from Parenthood for Me. Lisa, if you just want to begin with the beginnings of Parenthood for Me and what led to the creation of the organization.
Sure. Parenthood for Me was founded by Erica and her husband, AJ. And like so many people, they found themselves to be a member of the infertility community. And they spent a lot of time, effort, and money on medical procedures trying to conceive. And for them, that journey was not successful, and they turned to adoption. And they then had to go through learning about adoption, which is, you know, after years of training yourself to be a medical expert on infertility, you have to train yourself to be an expert in the many facets of adoption. And really what led them to founding Parenthood for Me was the idea that nothing should stop building your family, certainly not your financial constraints.
Okay. What is Parenthood for Me? What are the goals of the organization? How do they help families that are dealing with infertility?
We're a nonprofit organization, and our mission and goal is to support families in building their family, whether that's through medical interventions, through artificial reproductive technologies, or through adoption. And we provide educational supports and emotional supports, information and resources. But primarily, our biggest thing is to fund families and to help provide grants so that families can seek building their family in the way that's best fit to them.
Okay, and Lisa, what's your role with the organization, with Parenthood for Me?
Currently, I have been lucky enough to be asked to join the board of directors. I started about a year ago in 2011 as a volunteer with the organization.
Okay.
And because I bring a background of community education and community education development, I began working in a different capacity and joined the board of directors this past winter.
Okay, great. Generally, what type of clients does the organization work with? Have they already been dealing with infertility? Have they already been going through IVF? What is the scenario?
We have families in various stages. We have a grant cycle every year. Last year in 2011, we awarded four grants, for families seeking medical treatment, two for families pursuing adoption, which is up from the year before. And so each year, we hope to build more and more families. We have families turn to us in a variety of times. They've either already begun to pursue their adoption or their medical treatment, and they're very daunted by the financial aspects or the resources that they may need. Or we have people that are really at the very beginning of their journey and want us to kind of be that piece to start down the road with.
Okay. So you said that you gave out four last year. Do you know how many you're planning on giving out this year, or what the average is that you generally give out?
Every year, our grant giving is really determined by how much we are able to fundraise.
Okay.
And so last year, we gave out four grants of totaling over about $14,000.
Okay, $14,000 total?
Total.
Okay.
And so it sounds simplistic to say that, but we are limited only by what we are able to then raise. So the more that money that we raise, the more grants that we can give out. We have no full-time employees. We have very little overhead, so we don't even have an office. So our cost, whatever we fundraise, is then put back into the families that are applying for grants.
Okay. How can people donate to the organization? How do you raise the money?
We have events all over the country, all over the year. And our biggest fundraiser every year is our gala event, which is coming up in April this year.
Right. April 21st.
April 21st, mm-hmm. It is. And this year it's being held in Rochester, New York.
Okay.
And all of the information is always available at our website, which is parenthoodforme.org. And there's an event section, which will tell you any upcoming events that we have. The other thing that's on there is you can simply make a donation.
Okay.
All of our donations to Parenthood for Me are, you know, we're a tax-free organization,
mm-hmm.
and you can donate directly on the website. We also have a shop section on our website where you can purchase different things. We have something called Artwork for Building Families, where artists donate their work, whether it be posters or print cards and things like that, that also help to secure fundraising as part of our donation process.
You okay.
can purchase things that way. And any other information, including, you know, how to apply for grants or how you can make other donations. When you donate to Parenthood for Me, mm-hmm. you can donate to our general endowment. Or if you're a family that supports others building their family through adoption, you can designate your donation
okay.
to go towards adoption, towards families seeking medical treatment, or to the general endowment.
So what is the application process for people who are looking to apply for a grant?
Okay, well, on our website, again, you can download any of the application materials.
Okay.
And usually the application, it'll take you a little while because it's really a personal thing. There's nothing specific. We have some criteria,
mm-hmm.
but it's very open-ended. We look at each application and each family individually. There's different guidelines to go through it. Really, for the medical grant application, one of the things we're looking for is a letter signed by your physician stating your diagnosis and
okay.
the procedures that you're hoping to undergo. And if you're looking at the adoption grant application, you would apply with us after you've completed your home study. And
okay.
if you need more information about that, you can contact us as well, or obviously, you know, contact someone like Adoption Star, and they'll be able to point you in the right direction of completing your home study. Each application requires you to enclose a $20 application fee, and this is primarily for the processing of the
mm-hmm.
applications. And this year, all of our applications are and their materials are due by April 30th.
Okay, so it's just about a month away.
If you have any questions, obviously, there's always, you can contact us on the website and we can help you
mm-hmm.
with completing the application. And really the big criteria we have is that we've been asked, can I apply for a medical grant
mm-hmm.
and an adoption grant
right.
in the same cycle? And that's really the only criteria that we have, is that we ask that each cycle, each year, you choose what's right for your family at this time.
So you can apply for a grant, and if you don't receive it, you're more than welcome to apply a second time?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And currently, we have one grant cycle per year.
Mm-hmm.
If we are able to grow our endowment large enough, our hope is clearly to open up multiple grant cycles in a year. The way our schedule runs this year is our grant cycle will close at the end of April, and that gives us time throughout May to contact everyone who's applied, make sure they're, you know, applications are complete,
mm-hmm.
and we look to put our contact our grant recipients in July.
Okay. So have you just started about a year ago with
mm-hmm.
Parenthood for Me. Have you worked with infertility before that, or what was your path to get
yes.
in here?
Yes. My husband and I were diagnosed with unexplained infertility about 3 years ago, a little
okay.
bit longer. So what brought me to Parenthood for Me was really through time I spent in my infertility support group.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband and I have a tremendous amount of options available to us because of the insurance coverage that we have. We were able to seek doctors anywhere that we wanted, you know, whether it be in this state, there's a number of great facilities in New York State, or whether we wanted to travel out of state. I happen to have an employer that's extremely supportive of
mm-hmm.
Infertile couples, whether I need time off from work to seek treatment, and also in holding employee assistance trainings and programs for those seeking adoption. So I happen to be very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
In my support group meetings, I realized not everybody was. And that's how I came to know more about Parenthood for Me and the work that they were doing, because some of the other recipients or people who'd applied for grants, I worked with them in my support groups.
Mm-hmm.
And currently, I'm working with Dr. Kiltz out of Central New York Fertility. CNY Fertility, and they've been working with Parenthood for Me for a number of years and are a sponsor of all of their events. And so I got to know more people from Parenthood for Me through them.
Okay. Can you just describe, I guess, the emotions or feelings that you and the rest of the group at Parenthood for Me, that you guys feel when you know that you're helping a family achieve their lifelong dream of having children?
No one ever asks to be diagnosed with infertility,
mm-hmm.
but for many families, building your family involves two people, and two partners decide to have a family. Those of us in the infertility community now know that our family is built by many people. And so each year, when we can grow the wall of children and families that have come into this world through the assistance of Parenthood for Me, it's an incredible feeling. And really, we're the only group that is two-pronged this way, to look at medical treatment
right.
and adoption. And so we are lucky enough to have the Parenthood for Me family grow every year with new children and new families.
Great. So you've mentioned the website, parenthoodforme.org. Are there other ways to contact? Is there an email address or phone number, or is it just the website's the way to go?
The website's the easiest way to go. My okay. other recommendation, too, is part of what's linked to our website is a blog that many of us participate in. Erica started the blog,
mm-hmm.
And it really, that chronicles her journey through infertility and the adoption of her sons. And we now have people that guest blog, including myself, although
okay.
I'm very new to it. And so you can always contact any of us through either the website or through the blog and have conversations that way. And it's really the easiest way because it's the easiest one to remember.
Great. Just for everybody listening, if they're interested in applying for the Parenthood for Me grant, they need to have it in by April 30th?
Correct.
Okay.
And again, if you are unsure whether you are, if this is what you want to do at this time, if you have any questions, we absolutely have a contact section on the website. And you can ask questions. We have a frequently asked questions section.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's anything you're wondering about that you need to know before you start your grant application process, it should be there. But please feel free to leave us a message or ask us a question. And again, we're able to look at that every day, all day. We're dedicated to this. There's no employee, so it's not
okay.
about someone having to get back to you. We'll get back to you because we want you to be successful building
right.
your family in the way that we would pursue building ours.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for coming in, Lisa. This has been great.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
This has been the April edition of the Adoption Start podcast. If you have any questions about the agency or the adoption process, you can contact us by phone toll-free at 1-866-691-3300, by email at info@adoptionstart.com, or you can visit our website at www.adoptionstart.com. Thanks again for listening.